Day six of Broncos training camp, and we are back at it. Hello again, everybody. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani, Andrew Mason. This is BTV Live from training camp, and guys, we are starting to see the effects, I guess, of training camp. Some guys are a little bit banged up already, but Mace, a lot of guys, that's giving some opportunity to step up.
Yeah, the offensive line looked entirely different today, especially at the guard spots. Max Garcia was out with a sprained ankle that he had when it was rolled up in a walkthrough, and Tyson Brough is still out with an elbow injury. So Connor McGovern and Michael Schofield were the guards for the first part of practice, and then when Schofield went to tackle, because Russell Okung is still being worked back in, you saw James Ferentz working at left guard, which is something he hasn't done since he joined the Broncos. So really a work in progress. They're getting a look at their depth, but at the same time, when you've got shuffling like that, you're going to see a lot of defensive linemen pouring through at times, and that's what happened at times today.
Yeah, and one of the other things that we need to discuss, Phil, is the fact that the quarterbacks, still nobody's really established themselves as the leader in that competition, but it seems like they got a lot of good work done today.
Well, they came back after a day off and looked a little bit at the beginning like they were just going through the motions a little bit, the effects of a day off there, but then head coach Gary Kubiak brought the team together. They huddled them up, and then to end today's practice, they did a move the ball period, and I thought that the quarterbacks actually started to pick things up a little bit more. You saw each of the quarterbacks lead the team on touchdown drives, and then I thought afterwards, after that huddle there in the middle of practice today, they really rebounded nicely after that.
Yeah, it took two tries for Mark Sanchez, though, because he had a three and out, and then he got another shot. And then with Trevor Siemian, you know, there were a couple of penalties that extended the drive, and that was something Gary Kubiak mentioned after practice that was an issue. So, you know, they did some good things, but also, it, you know, the energy was there, the intensity was there, but certainly it was still as ragged a practice at the end as it was early.
And I think that it's something that when Kubiak, he's done this a few times in practice this so far this training camp, where he huddles the team up, that might be just showing a little bit lack of leadership on that offensive side of the ball.
Well, certainly, and, you know, you've got new quarterbacks. You know, well, Trevor Siemian is not new, but he's new to such an expansive role, and, you know, there's a big question, and still is a big question. Where's the leadership going to come from on offense with Peyton Manning now retired, and you're looking for guys to step up? You know, Matt Paradis, by necessity, has stepped up on the offensive line because of all the shuffling and injuries that have been there, but it's still a work in progress. This is going to take some time for it to see fruit, I think.
If you ask guys about who's the leader on that offense, Matt Paradis is the guy that comes up quite often.
Yeah, and, you know, to his credit, he's really stepped up. He's maybe the smartest player on the offense. He's responsible for all the checks and calls. Let's not forget that this is only his second year as a starter. He had zero regular season snaps before last season. The fact that here we are talking about Matt Paradis as a leader of the offense says so much about his maturity, well beyond his experience years in the NFL.
All three of those quarterbacks leaning heavily on Matt Paradis as this QB competition starts to heat up as we approach the one-week mark in training camp. And all three quarterbacks have said they haven't gotten the amount of reps that they've liked, but they're taking advantage of every single one of them.
I think it's going really well. I think the name of the game is just being consistent, finding completions, you know, as quickly as possible and being as efficient as you can be, you know, leading those guys and always staying upbeat. And, you know, today was a real good lesson of coming back after an off day. And I think we hit a little lull in practice, really in all three phases. And Coach brought us up, and it's that's the way. It's just a great example of how games go.
I think the biggest thing is just coming out here and relaxing, just cutting it loose and playing ball. And then sometimes, you know, you just kind of get in your own head when you stop missing throws, and then you miss even more throws. So I think the biggest thing is just coming out here and relaxing and doing your thing.
I think that's part of the process. I think it's good. We're all getting a ton of reps, but it's still not enough. So you got to try to take yourself mentally through, you know, all the reps Mark's getting or Paxton's getting, because you're not going to get the same look maybe next week. So it's good for all of us. I think we're all doing a good job helping each other out, and we're getting better.
Seems like each one of those guys has had their struggles on, you know, certain days of camp, Mace. But the way I see things, it's still pretty even. It just depends on, you know, the day that you pick.
Yeah, today, I mean, it wasn't Paxton Lynch's day, and he missed some open receivers. But there was also an opportunity for him because during the 7-on-7 period, he got three repetitions with the number one set of receivers. He had one pass dropped and then missed a couple, kind of, you know, was endemic of the frustrating day that he had, but he did get that opportunity. All of them did make plays. You know, Sanchez, I thought, had a couple of plays where he looked really nice rolling out. And Trevor Siemian, even though it was aided by penalties, good drive at the end. So there were positives that they could all cling to, but definitely not a very efficient day for any of them, and I think they're going to look to do much better tomorrow.
One of the reasons why I think the quarterbacks might have struggled so much is because the offensive line was so nicked up. A lot of, you know, groupings that we haven't seen yet in training camp. And, you know, Phil, one of the guys that really had a chance to step up today was Connor McGovern.
Yeah, he definitely is taking advantage of the injuries that are ahead of him. We see Tyson Brilo out there with an arm brace on. We see Max Garcia apparently rolled an ankle during walkthrough the other day. We already knew that Russell Okun was coming into training camp a little banged up. And some of these injuries are just starting to pile up on top of each other.
Yeah, to address McGovern specifically, I liked what he did today. On Monday, when he got in there with the first team, it was a bit rough, and that's understandable because a lot of his reps were against Derek Wolfe, who's having as good a camp as anyone on this team right now. But he looked much more settled today. And I like seeing Ferentz out there for a little bit with the first team. It's, you know, a chance that he hasn't really had. He had some first-team reps at center when Matt Paradis got the day off on Sunday. But, you know, Ferentz has looked pretty good. I like, you know, even though he's a smaller center as far as NFL centers go, he does a good job using the size that he has, does a good job getting set. You know, he's really stout in one-on-one battles. It was a good opportunity for him today.
Yeah, and McGovern, like you talked about, is trying to make the most of these reps. He says he still has a long way to go.
Running with the ones, it's an opportunity that a lot of rookies don't get, and I'm going to make full of that opportunity. It helps going against the best, ones versus ones, and so I'm going to do everything I can to get better. I need to work on everything. It's being a rookie coming in, you got a lot to make up. There's a big difference. I mean, you're not going to run the exact same technique here as you did in college, and you got technique and run, pass, all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of stuff I need to work on.
So McGovern saying that he's got some ways to go, but he's showing a lot of signs of improvement so far early on during training camp. And now we've reached that part of the show where we name our players of the day. Mace, you first.
Yeah, I'll start with Jared Crick on the defensive side of the football. He didn't work as much with the first team as he did a couple of days ago when Vance Walker was injured, but made a lot of plays, was consistently getting into the backfield. And again, he had some issues at the guard position, so you know he had some favorable matchups. But Crick has brought a lot of energy there. And between Crick and Vance Walker having a good camp, and Adam Gotts is showing some flashes, it looks like the Broncos may have a decent plan to kind of recreate Malik Jackson in the aggregate, to use the Moneyball parlance.
So a defensive player of the day, and then on the other side, maybe it was Cody Latimer.
Yeah, I think Cody has shown for the second straight day that he is one of the wide receivers to watch when it comes to filling in behind Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders. Yesterday, in the red zone, Latimer showed that he does have the skills to, you know, slide inside, but then can also go up and get the ball if you're throwing a fade in that back corner. I thought he did very well yesterday. And then again, today in team, you saw him make a number of plays that were really, really good. Some nice timing routes that I thought he was very crisp on. And I think he's really starting to distance himself from the pack as a guy to watch in this wide receiver battle.
Yeah, like Mace was saying earlier in the show, the offense, not the greatest day for them, but every time you looked up, you saw Cody Latimer making a big catch. And let's face it, the wide receiver group is very deep. Latimer said that this is his time to shine.
I mean, much different. You know, it's not a lot of thinking for me this year. I just go out and play my game. You know, lost some weight, you know, thanks to Luke, so I can, you know, run all day and move better. I mean, it's more pressure for myself, you know. It's more of a pride thing for me, you know. I've had to block out with the outside, say everybody else saying. It's more about for me and my family. I know that I need to step up and do something finally, you know. It's more, like I said, it's more of a pride thing for myself.
Latimer making play after play, and like we mentioned, the wide receiving group very deep.